Noel! I better hit the right button so we can end. I gave you such a wonderful introduction, you didn't even hear it. Noel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to be catching up with you again. And, school's out here with the MCCSE. RBB is done yesterday. Ivy Tech got done with graduation a couple weeks ago, as Keith and Chancellor Vaughn have told us. But lifelong learning never stops, and whether it's kids or adults, Ivy Tech's got some great things going on this summer. Tell us all about them.
We do. We'll start with IB Arts for Kids. That starts Monday at the John Waldron Arts Center. We still have openings for both in the morning and afternoon programming. Cost is $160 for a two-week session and runs from 9 to 12 in the morning session and 1 to 4 in the afternoon session. We also have scholarships still available in that program. And if you need your child to attend all day without a break, we have partnered once again with the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation's Kids City Summer Camp. So you can do IB Arts in the morning and then go to Kid City in the afternoon and then pick your kid up at Kid City between 4 and 5:30. So that's a
Options, baby. You got options.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when they go to the Waldron Arts Center, this is like arts and crafts all morning and things like that, so kids can get dirty.
It's strictly arts, not crafts.
Okay. So you're painting, drawing, and doing all that good stuff.
Yeah, three-dimensional and two-dimensional art, and then we do an art show at the very end of camp. So, yeah, the parents get to come in and see their art. We have refreshments. It's a good event.
No, you mentioned scholarships. How could somebody get more information if they have a question?
They can give me a call, 812-330-6318. I can help them with scholarship information.
And that's if folks, again, if you're not sure, call. The worst thing that can happen is you find out what's going on there. And it's good. It gives the kids something to do. And now that school's out, everybody's looking for something to do. And it's great that Ivy Tech provides some of those opportunities.
Well, and
exactly.
Go ahead, Noel.
And that's for ages 4 to 11.
Now, yesterday you and I were talking, and one of the things that I'm just absolutely intrigued about, because I have never played a musical instrument. I was in a band, but I never really played.
Wait a second. How does that work?
I was the next to the last chair clarinet player in our marching band.
You held the chair up? Is that what was
that's
going
right,
on there?
That's right.
Well, Noel's rocked it out once or twice. What, these kids are going to be making guitars?
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. Guitars or basses, both. I mean, this was amazing when I heard this, as being a guitarist myself. Literally, and this is not just for kids, this is 16 and older, so this is for adults too. They will literally be creating guitars on our CAD 3D system and building a guitar from scratch.
You already have the wood there. I've seen the wood, so they're going to be making their own guitar, painting it, decorating it, and all that.
Noel's wielded an axe once or twice in his life. What kind of wood, or where do you even start? I wouldn't even know where to start with this.
Well, you just start with a block of wood. We have a saw that if you design it on the CAD equipment, it'll cut out the guitar for you. So
you're not in there with a hacksaw chopping away.
No, exactly. But you're going to learn to wire the guitar. You're going to learn to lay the frets on the guitar. A lot of really neat things that could turn into an entrepreneurial business in the future after you learn this. So a great program for 16 and older. That's adults also.
And that's something tangible you literally take with you.
Well, and yesterday when we were talking, he was talking about the price. Go buy a guitar and see how much they cost. You're making your own guitar. But the other
thing
are.
You can recreate a Gibson SG. This camp is $400. So you can recreate a Gibson SG.
And learn how to use computer-aided design.
Yeah. Exactly. Really neat camp. I'm really excited to bring this.
And you talked about I could put.
Hold on. If you have the art show after the John Waldron Art Center, do you have a concert you're putting on after you put the guitars together?
Well, you know, through Ivy Arts, I've actually built music in for the third and fourth section. So we're actually going to do bucket drumming.
Oh, cool.
We're actually going to have a performance in bucket drumming. And for the last session, we're actually going to do a parade downtown.
Way to go.
Be pretty neat.
Now, the part that intrigued me, too, when you talked about the guitars was you can paint racing stripes on them, and you're doing the painting jobs, too?
Oh, yeah. We've got swirl dip. We have ways that you can tape and do. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I always prefer mine with a tiger jumping on it.
Okay, so you got stuff for kids. What else do you have going at Waldron?
Well, Waldron will be busy tomorrow. Tomorrow we have our dedication for the new Ivy Tech Waldron Plaza, and we're also celebrating the building centennial. So we'll have food trucks there. We have B's Soda Bar. We have La Poblana Taco Truck, and we'll have music provided by WFHB, who is a building tenant and a community partner. This will be from 4 to 6 p.m., with remarks starting at 5:15. After that, we also have the Friday Gallery Walk.
Yeah, so first a lot Friday of new, and all that, right.
Yeah, a lot of new artwork. And we also have the Limestone Comedy Festival all weekend at the Waldron also.
Now, Jenny's at a trustees meeting up north. Will she be there for all the festivities tomorrow?
Yes.
Jenny Vaughn,
yes,
the chancellor.
Yes, because they'll fly her in. The helicopter will go pick her up, and she'll get
yeah,
she'll get
she has away. To be there.
Well,
yeah.
Because who else has the ribbon-cutting scissors?
That's
those just
right.
They,
exactly.
You just don't leave those on the counter.
Yeah, you get those when you become the chancellor.
That's
they
right.
Come in a case.
Now, present company accepted. Ivy Tech's doing some interesting thing for employees about fitness.
Yeah, actually, Ivy Tech Bloomington was just recognized as a gold level fit friendly work site by the American Heart Association.
They asked me not to come to work that day.
My Heart, My Life initiative.
That's like when they have the I step, and if somebody's absent, it hurts.
Right.
It counts against your score. You're not being there to help their score. Well, that's great. And now, what programs do you have at Ivy Tech that help your folks stay fit?
Well, number one, we offer employees physical activity support. We do Zumba every week. We do Walk Ivy Tech. It's like a walk and run event every Monday. As for healthy eating options, we are lucky to get Blooming Foods at our main campus.
That's right, in the cafeteria or the cafe, right?
Yes. We also have a wellness committee that puts on events throughout the year. And pushes employees and students to live a healthier life.
Healthy body equals a healthy mind.
Well, and we've got the trail out there by the campus, too, so the people are walking that area.
Are you guys having to carry up the steel girders up to your new building sites out there?
Is that not quite doing that yet?
Exactly.
Lift with your legs.
Some free labor in there.
Not with your back. Now, how is the building coming along out there, Noel?
We're about 70% complete.
Every time you drive by it, you can just see it getting closer and closer and closer.
It is. I've taken the tour, and I've taken it twice. And it's amazing how fast it changes.
And the other good news is we've had here in Bloomington outstanding weather. We haven't been bogged down in rain here the last month or so, and that's let those guys get completely ahead.
And by the way, people that are coming back to school, we need to talk about that in just a second, Noel, but people that are coming back are going to see some changes in the main building. They've been doing some construction, and wait till you see what that looks
now,
like.
Now, are the parking lots all the same and everything?
Oh, yeah.
So,
in large parking?
Yeah, we have more parking now. So,
oh, great.
Great.
So if somebody took some classes a year or so ago, they're going to come back. They're not going to get lost how to get in or anything like that.
No, not at
now,
all.
Now, we need to mention that classes start on Monday.
They do. This
there's
was
a technicality
fast
here that if you register for a class and it hasn't started yet, for instance, you could register on Monday for a class that starts on Tuesday.
Okay.
But
Correct.
Don't wait until Monday.
I was going to say, I worked in advising before this. Get in there today and get in there before noon. The lines are long in the afternoon. So if you can get in this morning to get signed up for classes, you will not have to wait as long as you would in the afternoon.
And there's still some prime seats left in a lot of classes.
And that's the inside scoop there.
There is, especially if you've never taken classes. We can get you processed today. We can get you in the door, get you to fill out your application, go through financial aid.
What do people need to bring, Noel? Because sometimes they get scared and say, I don't want to get all that
if
organized.
If you've had previous credit, bring your transcripts. That would be helpful. Official transcripts would be very helpful if you have them. But if not, bring an unofficial so we can get you started.
What if I just graduated from high school? What do I need to bring? We haven't even got the diploma yet for some of these places.
Yeah, a high school transcript would be great.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's it. That and your checkbook, and they'll get you all signed.
Yeah, bring your parents, too.
That'll work, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can get signed up and ready to go. And that's for the semester that starts on Monday.
Yeah.
So you've got today.
That's an eight-week session.
Eight weeks. Okay, that was going to be my next question. Right. Now, this is the only summer session, or is there one after
we
this?
Just do 1 8-week session.
Okay.
And then we'll start fall on August 24th.
Hey, before we let you go, that number again for the arts programs and other things and scholarship information, give your phone number again.
812-330-6318. You can also check out our website, ivytech.edu, /CLL.
CLL. Okay, that's the back end of that. Or yeah, Google it too, and it'll pop right up.
And then Noel's in charge of all of this area, so he's the one that comes up with these great programs.
Excellent, my man. And then the other. So we got 8 weeks of summer, and then August 24th, you mentioned, starts the fall semester. When can I start applying for fall classes?
Right now. You can come in today and apply for fall classes. And the earlier, the better.
Yeah, especially if you're working or you have something where you've got to move it around there, the sooner you get in there.
Yeah, classes fill up fast, so get in early to get in the classes that you want that are going to fit your schedule.
Excellent. And the website, one more time, that's a new one. I need to write that down. ivytech.edu/CLL
for lifelong learning. ivytech.edu/Bloomington for our specific campus.
So you can get either one of those. Excellent. Hey, great job as always, my friend.
Thanks.
I'm excited
to
see how the guitars turn out. That's really cool.
Yes, me too.
All right, plug them in and turn them up to 11, brother.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Noel. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day.